Psalm 53. To the chief musician upon Mahalath, a Maskil, a psalm of David. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them has gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon God. There were they in great fear, where no fear was. For God hath scattered the bones of him that encampeth against thee. Thou hast put them to shame, because God hath despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion! When God bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. The Lord searches the heart. He is not impressed by what you say with your lips. He is looking deep into the heart of man. And the fool, the man who will not receive the word of the Lord, the man who rejects the knowledge of God as revealed in his word, he may say with his lips, I believe in God, or I believe in a higher power. But his heart is saying something else. His life and actions are telling a different story. A life of uncleanness and iniquity, a spirit of selfishness and folly, a filthy mouth and an unclean soul, a life that does not seek the true living God and has no understanding of God's word and the things of his spirit. They may flatter with their lips, but the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Jesus was right when he told the rich young ruler who was trusting in his own goodness, why callest thou me good? There is none good but God. It doesn't matter how religious you are or how spiritual you think you are. It doesn't matter how successful you appear to be and how happy your family appears to be. Apart from Jesus Christ and the new birth, there is none that doeth good, no, not one. This is the natural state of all nations, all cultures, all races, of all the children of men. Romans 3, verse 9 through 18 says, what then, are we better than they? No, in no wise, for we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There's none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they've used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There's no fear of God before their eyes. So what is the hope for mankind? What can save man from his blindness, his iniquity, and his unbelief? Well, there are two things that man needs. There are two things that God sent down from heaven to reveal himself to men. The first is the law of God. Ungodly, sinful, corrupt, deceived, self-loving man needs to come face to face with the law of God. Why? Because Paul says in Romans 3:19-20, now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Man's only hope to realize the condemnation that he is under To understand the judgment and damnation he's headed for is through God's law. It's only the law of God that can finally shut a man's mouth of all his excuses and make him realize that he is personally accountable to God and that he is responsible for his own actions and that he is rightfully guilty before the Lord. Only the law of God can do this work to expose the sinner that he might finally realize his helplessness and his need for a Savior. And it's then and only then that the second thing that God sent down from heaven can step in and deliver that soul. And this is man's ultimate hope. And his name is Jesus Christ. Psalm 19:7 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul." Why? Because the law brings you to the end of yourself so that you might finally turn to the Lord and be saved. Paul said in Galatians 3:24 that the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. Through the law you become dead to the law so that you might become alive to God, so that you might not be justified by the law, for there's none justified by the law. But it's that you might be justified by faith, justified by Jesus Christ. Jesus was not of the children of men. He was not of the seed of sinful man. No, he was the seed of the incorruptible God. He was the Son of God. He was God manifest in the flesh, and only he can save sinful flesh. Only his faith can save you from your unbelief. Only his purity can save you from your uncleanness. Only his truth can save you from your iniquity. Only he can justify you. He is the salvation of Israel that has come out of Mount Zion. He is the one sent down from heaven to finish the will and work of his Father. He is the one who was lifted up high on the cross that bore your sins. And he cried, "It is finished." But he didn't just come to release the captivity of his people Israel, but he came to be the salvation to the ends of the earth. He is the promised seed of Abraham, that through him all nations would be blessed. Have you truly come to Christ? Have you truly come to the end of yourself and your ways and your understanding and cried out to him? Or are you still running from God? Are you still hiding? Are you still trusting your goodness and strengthening yourself in your pride and anger, in your hate and strife? Your ways, your culture, your religion, your church, your spirituality. The day will come when you will be in great fear, because God will put you to shame. He will scatter your bones, and he will despise you, because you despised his Son. The fool hath said in his heart, "There is no God." Don't be a fool. Turn to Jesus Christ. Psalm 53.